Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoic Calm. Your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and just enough snark to keep things interesting. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing we call life with a little more grace, a lot more laughter, and a whole lot less pressure. Ever feel like the world is obsessed with perfection? Like you're constantly being judged by some invisible standard that's impossible to reach? You scroll through social media, see everyone seemingly living their best lives, and suddenly you feel not quite enough. Well, guess what? That whole perfection thing is a myth. And I'm here to tell you, it's time to ditch the unrealistic expectations and embrace your beautifully imperfect self. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-acceptance. It's not about becoming complacent or giving up on growth. It's about learning to love yourself just as you are right now, flaws and all. Because trust me, those flaws are what make you unique, interesting, and totally awesome. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to self-acceptance. 1. Comparison is the thief of joy. This one's a classic for a reason. When we constantly compare ourselves to others, we set ourselves up for disappointment. It's like comparing apples and oranges. We're all different individuals with our own unique strengths, weaknesses, and journeys. Focus on your own path, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and remember that your worth isn't tied to someone else's success. 2. Challenge those inner critic voices. We all have that little voice in our head that whispers doubts and insecurities. Sometimes it's even a whole chorus of negativity. But guess what? You get to choose which voices you listen to. When those critical thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and focus on your strengths. 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your passions, even the little things like a sunny morning or a delicious cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude helps us feel more content and less fixated on perceived imperfections. 4. Embrace your mistakes. Mistakes are inevitable, folks. They're part of the learning process, opportunities for growth, and chances to become more resilient. Instead of beating yourself up over a mistake, view it as a valuable lesson learned. Analyze what went wrong, figure out how you can do things differently next time, and move on with grace. Remember, even the most successful people have made plenty of mistakes along the way. 5. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Practice self-care, engage in activities that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Remember, you deserve love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with your own heart. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at a party, right? And there's this super cool person you've been wanting to talk to. But then you overthink everything, start critiquing your outfit, and suddenly you're paralyzed by fear. You miss your chance to connect because you were too focused on being perfect. Sound familiar? This happens all the time, doesn't it? We let the pressure of perfection hold us back from living our lives fully. But here's the thing. That cool person probably wouldn't care about your outfit or any perceived flaws. They just want to connect with a genuine human being. So ditch the self-criticism, take a deep breath, and go for it. Embrace the awkwardness, have fun, and remember being yourself is always the best policy. So, what are you waiting for? Start embracing your imperfections today. You're amazing just as you are. Remember to challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the kindness you deserve. Go out there, be bold, be authentic, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Remember to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their awesomeness. Leave us a review if it resonates with you. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being your wonderfully imperfect selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.